Hello.
Hey Kim, it's Eden. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, you as well. Sorry, we've been crazy busy after the holidays and everything just went nuts in January.
No, I don't blame you. It's been like that here in the office as well. I figured you were working around this time. I'm surprised you're able to take my call.
I am working, but I'm actually in my office right now doing some computer stuff. So I had a few minutes. So I was like, "Hey, now better chance to do it now than later." But
Yeah.
you may hear some radio traffic in the background.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to be quick for you. I don't want to distract you too much while you're at work.
No problem.
But just to kind of get back on track to where we're at, I know we were talking about helping you out with the property. I know you were thinking about selling for quite a bit of time now. Do you have a time frame in mind of when you and the husband were trying to move out?
So here's kind of our updated situation.
Perfect.
We contacted our current mortgage company just to kind of see if we could, get pre-qualified to see where we're at on that. We found a house that we're very interested in. We haven't seen it in person yet, so we don't know if it's as good as it appears online, of course. But the pre-approval's going through our mortgage company right now. We're just kind of looking. And in the process, we've been getting our current property, cleaning up and getting stuff packed and all of that. We're kind of running some numbers. And at this point, we don't really know with the stresses of showings and we have two dogs and a cat, and making them disappear for showings and all of that, it's very difficult. But we also know that if we go the route of a cash offer, that it may not put as much in our pocket as we need. So we're kind of at a standstill on that. We don't really know which route to go.
Right. Okay. I guess the big question is what's more painful? I mean, is it having to what do you guys need more? Is there a certain number that you guys are trying to hit or certain things you're trying to avoid?
Yeah, we are. We need to walk away from this current house with about 30 to 40 thousand in our pocket, and that is just to go straight towards the new purchase.
Okay.
For after speaking with our mortgage company, they recommended having at least 30 to 40 thousand. Cover closing costs, cover down payment, all of that. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
Okay, I got you. And what's your current mortgage looking like on this? I mean, do you have like loans and taxes that are still on this current house that you're living at?
So right now our current payoff, our estimated payoff amount is about 308. And we did dip into our equity, and to pay that back, we got about 50,000. It would be about 56,000 added to that 308, to pay all of that off. So we're looking at about 364,938 on that. If we go through a realtor and I have a realtor that I worked with previously, but if I go through that realtor, a lot of that extra whatever we make goes through. Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on one second.
You're fine, you're fine.
Let me make sure. Please. Can I call you right back here in just a moment?
Yeah, absolutely. You're good. I'll be here.
Cynthia, I'm direct. All right, I will call you right back in just a moment. I apologize.
You're fine. You're good. I
All
know you're at work.
right. Thanks.